We want to discuss your NIN registration. I have with me the spokesman of the National Energy Management Commission, NIMC, Mr. Kayode Adegoke. He joins me via the telephone. Mr. Adegoke, good morning to you. Hello, Mr. Adegoke. Can you hear me? I can't hear you, Mr. Adegoke. Are you there? I can't hear him. We'll try and reconnect with him right now and make sure that we are able to hear him because right now we can't hear him. He's on the line, but we can't hear him. Hopefully, we'll be able to reconnect much later on. But let's talk about your NIN registration. How is it going so far? Earlier this morning when we had this conversation, Mr. Adegoke, are you there now?
Yes, I'm here. Good
Fantastic.
Morning.
It's good to have you here. And Happy New Year to you. The last time we spoke was last year, 2020. It's good to know that it's good to know that you're there and you're still doing the good work that you do. Thank you for joining us. Let's start this conversation very quickly right now about the NIN registration. Let's start with the deadline. Can you clarify again which is the deadline and for who exactly? February 19th or 20th or January 19th or 20th? Which one? Which one exactly is the deadline?
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, the Honorable Minister of Communications and Digital Economy, Dr. Isa Ali Ibrahim, made the announcement last year, and also the DG NIMC, Engineer Ali Aziz, that there are two deadlines. The first, January 19th. Now, January 19th deadline is for those who have enrolled before and have the national identification number.
Okay.
While those who have never been enrolled have February 9th as deadline. For instance, if you have been captured in 2016, 2017, whatever, you have your name, you have to January 19th to link your NIN with your SIM. If you have one SIM or several SIMs. However, if you have not enrolled before, you have to February 9th to enroll and link your name with all your SIMs.
Okay, fantastic. Is there a limit? Because I can hear you mention all your SIMs. Is there a limit to the number of the amount of SIMs you can link to one NIN?
Okay, there's no limit. For instance, if you have like 10 SIMs, maybe one is for your smart TV, one is for your data, you know, several.
Yeah.
All the 10 must be linked with your name.
Okay.
However, NIMC, with the approval of the minister, came out with a mobile app, MWS, NIMC mobile app. On that app, if you download it either on Android or Apple, you can link a maximum of 7 numbers to your NIN.
Okay.
On the app. But if it's not through the app, through the normal USSD code provided by the telco, then it's unlimited. As long as the name and the SIM were registered with your name.
So why did the app have limits?
Okay, the app, you know, it's a developing app.
Okay.
So for now, we came out with it so that at least maximum of 7.
Okay.
Based on research, we discovered that an average Nigerian has about 2 or 3 SIMs. So we even extended it beyond the 3 to make it 7. At least we used to somebody that will have more than 7 SIMs.
Okay.
And individual. At
okay. least. All right. But so we had this conversation this morning before we're having this one now. And a lot of people told me that it's not hard now. Since they cannot register their own SIM, they will just, you know, have somebody in their family register for the entire family. So somebody registers and the entire family goes and link their own SIMs to that one person's NIN. Is this allowed?
No, it will not suffice.
Well, how can you tell now? How can you tell?
You know, when you send your national identification number to the telcos, there's still a second phase. The telcos will still verify that name you are sent to them through the database of NIMC. And if there's any incorrect information supplied, then they will ask you to go and register with NIMC and bring your name, not another person's name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so
stage,
yeah.
Let me like in Nigeria.
Yeah.
If you use another person's name for the purpose of this name SIM integration, that is not the end. The telcos will still do verification of the name supply
okay.
to ensure that you are actually the owner of that and you are the owner of the SIM. And if there is any disparity or incorrect information, therefore, you will be sent a message to say, you go to NIT, your name is incorrect, go to NIT to validate or to update or to register. Then supply the correct name.
And this is because those SIMs already registered with the telco, so they know when you are attaching it to a wrong NIN.
Exactly.
Ah, okay. All right, fantastic. Well, I'm glad that you mentioned verification by telcos with NIN. Well, the telcos are complaining that it is not easy carrying out that verification from the back end of NIMC because your own facilities are kind of outdated. What can you tell us about this? They said it's giving them a lot of headache.
The telcos never mentioned that.
It's in the news today, Mr. Adegoke. It's in the news today, this morning.
What I mentioned was that they had issues with the verification. But I can tell you, whatever issues we have, verification has been resolved last week. Because we have upsurge millions of verifications coming in at the same time. The database can take more than 500 million data.
Oh.
So you have to understand that. It's a modern database. Let me tell you this. I'm not my single. It's one of the best databases in the world.
Okay.
More than updated, but it's just like millions of records trying to come in at the same time, but everything has been resolved. Verification is going smoothly, as I'm telling you.
Hmm.
I mean, the office is going on smoothly.
Let's talk about the shutting down of the headquarters. What can you tell us about this? Why the shutdown of the headquarters?
Okay, like if you look at the press release, the issue, we have opened up centers in about 20 locations.
Yeah.
And the purpose is to make NIN accessible to the people. Let me give you an example. It's in Abuja. Somebody living in Kuje will drive down to the headquarters, maybe because there's no center there.
Okay.
So in order to avoid that, we open up additional centers with the permission of the Honorable Minister in those locations, put this distance there, make the place okay, so that you don't need to drive hundreds of kilometers to the HQ before you can get enrolled. It's just to make it accessible to the people.
Mm.
And also, because of the convergence of large numbers, NIMC is also mindful of a safety procedure for COVID-19.
Yeah.
And we never run foul of the law. So in order to protect the staff, the applicants, and also abide by the law of the federation, so we open up more centers. Not only that, we have licensed some private jet agents recently, and some of them have started in Abuja, and it is in our statement we put the addresses of those people.
Hmm.
So anybody living in FCT can go to any of those 20 centers plus the new ones by the private agent.
Yeah. Mr. Adegoke, let me tell you what I've heard about the background story to the closure of the NIMC headquarters. I am hearing that a lot of NIMC staff have come down with COVID, and that's why that headquarters was shut down and new centers were opened. Because even in Lagos here, you have new centers opening up for registration, and it didn't warrant the branch here to be shut down. You can as well have left the headquarters opened and while the new centers will be opened as well, and everything can function as normally. Please confirm whether this story is true or not. Do we have more NIMC workers coming down with COVID at the headquarters?
No, the story is not correct. Sorry about that. The story is not true. At the headquarters, we have about 15 systems. And we have more than 30 or 40 enrollment officers. So not that our staff are coming down with COVID. No, that's not true. The systems have been moved to those locations. And we have added additional systems. It's just to decentralize the process. Like the case of Lagos, we talk about. Lagos has about 70 centers. You understand? And in spite of that, Lagos is still trying to open up. You cannot compare the population of Lagos to FCT. Lagos has a wider population.
Yes,
and the estimated population is about 20 million compared to the estimated population of 3-4 million in FCT.
Hmm.
So Lagos will have more center. And FCT, I can tell you, confirms the news. Okay. It's not that our staff are coming down with it. That's why we are talking about no.
Okay.
Means they have competent hands to do the job. And let me say this.
Yes, please.
I have worked in the private sector for about 14 years before coming to the public sector. And I work in blue chip organizations in the private sector. I can tell you this. I have never seen highly dedicated, committed, and selfless staff as a staff. I'll give you this scenario.
Yes.
We are supposed to work from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock based on federal government directives. But NIMC staff, go to any of our centers, they resume 7 o'clock, they don't go home until 7 o'clock. Just to attend to applicants. And it is not as if they have been paid extra allowance.
You don't think it's because they are making money out of these? Because, Mr. Adegoke, I'm sure that you must have heard. Last time we spoke about NIN, we people complained about extortion as well, you know, by your staff. We are not there, allegedly. But you said that people should report. And you're saying that now that, you know, they work harder than usual. I'm saying, don't you think it's because of the kind of incentive, illegal incentives that they usually get?
Okay, let me tell you this. Absolutely not. And you can do me a favor, my brother. We are close.
Yeah.
You can go to many of those centers and do your findings. Okay. Let me tell you what we discover. I'll give you an example.
Tell me.
In Abuja, there is a center in Buari area. They complained about extortion. They took the picture sent to us. We verified. We discovered that they were security staff attached to the local government.
Ah.
We had to apprehend them. We used security officials to apprehend them. And one of them to discover that person was a staff of local government. They were selling the form, 1,000 outside. And they should have been to know. And somebody reported, as of today, we are prosecuting them. Even in Lagos, I'll give you an example. Like in Lagos, in immigration office, somebody complained.
Yeah.
His cook was extorted to the sum of 5,000. When we investigated, security apprehended the person and discovered that the person was in the house outside. Who has no business with NIMSI or even with immigration officials. And the person has been apprehended. I am not saying that one or two staff, we can have one or two assistant staff. Yes. If in some instances in the past, you read it in the news.
Okay.
One or two of my staff have been suspended. But however, my brother, let me tell you this without fear of prison. NIMSI has one of the most dedicated, committed staff I've ever seen. I'm telling you, quote me anywhere. Quote me anywhere. Some, yes, no doubt. Some are involved, but not majority of the staff.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, because of our relationship, go to some of these centers.
Okay.
Do your private studies.
Okay.
Once you go to some of the local government, let me give you my experience in Lagos. You go to some local government, you will see thousands at the gate. We will put notes, they don't patronize anybody. Go into the ministry of what they will do is, they will collect, they will give them money, I say, bring 5,000 naira, I will help you. They will give them some. Some of them will just come in and say, please, this is my brother. Maybe they are local government. Can you assist me? Many people will later find out that they collected money. In some locations in Lagos, we have to shut down. And we have to have conversations with the chairman. And they are sure that all these things will be resolved. Because one, NIMSI's cabinet is being dragged in the mud.
Yeah.
We are asked, those who are doing the nefarious activities are not NIMSI staff.
Mr. Adegoke, thank you for bringing clarity to that. But let's move forward a little bit. There is this confusion. I know that you have clarified, but for those that still ask me this question this morning about BVN-generated NIN, what's the position of NIMSI on this?
Okay, once you have your BVN-generated NIN, for the purpose of the same migration, because we have generated your data from the BVN, you can use it. However, you still need to go to NIMSI office to update your record. What do I mean by updating of record? For instance, maybe in your BVN record, your date of birth is different from what you have on the scene.
Okay.
Two, maybe the name arrangement is different. Three, maybe your address is different. Then also for fingerprints and facial capturing, because NIMSI captures under ICAO standard, that is International Civil Aviation Organization standard. The moment we want to do capturing of biometrics and the facial, if it didn't meet the standard, the culture on the system will reject it.
Yeah.
It has to meet the international standard. So that is why we encourage those who have generated their needs through BVN.
Okay.
Once they submit, they should go to NIMSI office closest to them to update the record.
Indeed. Fantastic. Let me also chip this in, Mr. Adegoke. I have loads of questions here from people, but let's quickly chip this in now. I'm glad that you've explained the BVN and NIN, BVN generated NIN. But how about deadline extension? Is there going to be any deadline? Any extension of the deadline?
Well, I can't say for now, because one, there is a committee that was set up by the federal government, and this committee consists of the DG NIMSI, consists of NCC Executive Vice Chairman, NIDA and a whole, another heads of government parastatals. They came up with the deadline. and the minister approve it. However, for any extension or whatsoever, this state committee will still evaluate, report to the minister. The minister will report to the president, who will now grant approval. But for now, I can't say. But however, I know the committee meets intermittently to review all these issues. And all issues that have come up have been reported to the minister.
Okay.
And one thing I want Nigerians to know is that the Honorable Minister of Communication and Digital Economy is mindful of all these challenges. I know in the media, I'm not holding forth for him, but I know that a lot of people have been fighting. But the truth of the matter is that he has the interest of Nigerians at heart.
Okay.
This process is to protect Nigerians. You might not know. So the minister is not an adamant person, but every time he reviews the cases, as they come up, and he provides solutions. So I can tell Nigerians that if there is this extent, the minister and the committee will come up with a plan for the president to approve, and that will be communicated.
All right. Before I go to the phone line, just one more question again. We've also heard on so many occasions when people call into the shows and they say that your staff always tell Nigerians that they can only register 20, in some instances they will say 25 or 30 in a day. Is there an instruction from the headquarters that this is how it should be done? 20 people per day?
Okay, let me tell you, we did a research and we realized that from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, a system will do between 40 and 50 persons per day. But however, maybe at your convenience, my brother, you can go to our headquarters in Lagos, our director at office. Unofficially, they will show you the enrollment report per day per center. As of today, the average enrollment per system is 80. All over the country. Average, when I say average, 80. In some locations, 100. In some, 120.
Okay.
Let me tell you an example. In Alausa office, each of the systems is doing about 120 per day because they work from 7 o'clock to 7 p.m. And even to make it available, they work on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, they open from 9 to 5 o'clock. Then in some instances, Sunday too, they open. But an average enrollment system, whatever I'm telling you, please, you can confirm.
Yeah.
When you go to our local office, you can call me out directly, you will see the enrollment report. After today, all over the country, the average per system is 80. So the 20 they mentioned is incorrect.
Okay, so what should Nigerians do then if any of your staff tells them that they can only register 20, all of them can go?
If any of our staff tells them that, we have provided phone lines on our website, and our website is www.nimc.gov.ng. They can call.
Okay.
Or they can report. We will take action.
All right. Fantastic. Mr. Adegoke, I have one more question. I'm sorry. I'm always having one more question.
No problem.
Okay. So there is this issue of, when people register their SIM with their telcos, they have their data and everything. Then if that line is dormant for some time, telcos oftentimes reallocate those numbers to some other users. So what happens then if someone had registered for NIN with that same number, but the person misplaces that SIM became dormant, then he lost that SIM? What happens to that person? How can that person retrieve his or NIN?
Okay, if someone loses his or her SIM, becomes dormant.
Yeah.
But the SIM has not been reallocated to another person.
It has been reallocated to another person.
Once it has been reallocated to another person, that means that the first owner sees it to become the owner.
Okay.
That is, that one, there is no need. So there is no need for that person. You can't link what does not belong to you again.
Uh-huh.
So it is the new owner that will link that SIM with his own name.
So what now happens to the NIN that person had, used to register for that SIM?
No, this is the... No, for now... You are talking of SIM that were lost in the past.
Yes. Yes.
In the past, we didn't ask anybody to link in with SIM.
Okay.
We just started the exercise.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. All right, then. We're going to go on a quick break. Mr. Adegoke, when we return, we'll just take a few calls. Because of your busy schedule, we'll allow you to go. Let's go to break. When we return Lagos, we'll be right back. Stay here. Mr. Kayode Adegoke, the spokesman for the NIMC, is on the show this morning. I know that you've got loads and tons of questions, but we'll be right back after this.
My baby diapers, thanks to Molfix Air Dry. Now, babies and mothers enjoy the...
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are the nation's number one talk station. We bring the biggest conversation to you here on Nigeria Info anytime, any day. I am Sheriff Quadri. I have the spokesman of NIMC, the National Identity Management Commission, on the show, Mr. Kayode Adegoke, on the show today. Mr. Kayode, thank you again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
All right. Let's have you now join the conversation. But before you join the conversation, I just have to have one more. Mr. Adegoke, quickly, before we move away from that last question about when someone loses or, you know, lost esteem, how about now? If someone loses a SIM and then the SIM gets allocated to another person, what happens to that person's NIN and the SIM?
Okay, thank you for the question. Well, that issue is being looked into by the telcos and the Nigerian Communication Commission. So they are going to come out with a policy statement in that direction very soon.
Okay. But now, as it stands today, what then happens?
Okay, as it stands today, you know, before when you lose your SIM,
yeah,
it takes not one day, not 2 days, not 30 days, not, I think it's about 90 days or 120 days before that SIM
is reallocated. Yeah.
So they are working. The NCC and the ministry are working out with a policy statement. So very, very soon that will be released.
Okay, and now let me go to Twitter. If you're tweeting me, please add the hashtag #NigeriaInfoMCF. As Nigeria Info MCF, MCF stands for Morning Crossfire. It's trending on Twitter already, because that's the trend. That's the hashtag that I'm using to search for all the tweets that are coming in. All right, Kareem on Twitter, Mr. Adegoke, okay, please listen to this question. The person says, "How can married woman change her surname to her husband's surname? She registered with her father's surname, now wish to change to her husband's surname."
Okay, that's very easy. The woman should go to any of our centers with a means of identification, for instance, marriage certificate.
Okay.
And change, there's what we call modification of data, and modify the surname to the new surname. However, it costs a token of 500 naira, which will be paid to Remita, that's government platform.
Okay.
So with the receipt and with the document showing the new surname, it will be done.
Mr. Cappuccino says, "There is a mistake on my date of birth. How and where can I sort that out in Lagos?"
Okay, Mr. Cappuccino, sorry for that. You can go to our state office in Alausa. Once you get to Alausa, you will be asked to produce a document showing the correct date of birth.
Okay.
But you will make a payment to government account. On our website, Nigerians or applicants can find the list of approved payments for modification on our website.
Okay.
So once you get there, you give them the document, then you pay the approved payment, then it will be done. But let me remind Nigerians, you can only change your date of birth once. And after that, that can never be. You can't come back again to say, "Oh, you made a blunder, you want to change it." No. The federal government has given room for only change for once.
Okay.
After that, no change.
Okay. Murtala Jamiu Adegboyega says, "My question is this. Does the number, that's 11-digit number on the old national ID card, represent NIN2?
Okay, the old national ID card, that was the one of 2003.
I think, yeah.
That is not NIN.
Okay.
This process started in 2012. So if you enroll between 2012 and today, you'll be given a national identification number slip. On that slip, you will see it NIN, and you'll see the 11-digit number.
Hmm.
But if it's 2002, no, that's not the name.
Okay. Comrade Don Isibo says, "Can I still reprint my NIMC? My former NIMC paper has been destroyed. Unfortunately, the number are not really clear."
Definitely, Nigerians or legal residents can reprint the name slip. However, the name slip costs a token of 500 naira. It's been approved because it's on a customized paper. However, the app that we came out with, by this trip, hopefully, we will communicate to Nigerians. You don't even need to visit our office. On that app, you just go to a particular place, then you can reprint your newsletter at your home or your offices at your convenience, rather than going to our office.
Okay. Let me go to YouTube where we're streaming as well. Ogundipe Olubayo on YouTube says he wants to know, his wife was given August for appointment date. What will happen to her line before then?
Okay, yes, because we are operating the booking system all over our center.
Right.
However, I want to assure Nigerians that some of these issues being raised, like August, whatever, July, will be resolved quickly, because about over 200 licensed agents were recently approved by the Honorable Minister, and majority of them, hopefully this week, next week, they are preparing to start to set up enrollment centers all over the nation.
Okay.
So if you are given till August, once those private agents set up enrollment center within the next 2 weeks, hopefully, then you can go to any of those centers and it is free.
Okay, fantastic. One more question from YouTube, then we will go to the telephone. Fumebi Akinpelu says, please help me ask, what can I do? I misplaced my SIM and I can't retrieve my NIN number. What do I do?
Okay, what you do, if you visit any of our center, we will do what we call biometric verification with your fingerprint. Your name will pop up, then they will reprint the name for you.
Okay. Can't he just dial *346# to get his
NIN? You have to dial *346# on the mobile number you registered with NIMS.
Oh,
but if you have lost that SIM, that means that you can't dial that, except you register our office with your biometrics or the ones for a date of birth, then you get you the NIMS.
All right. Okay, then. Now let's go to the telephone. 0700-993-993-993 is studio line. Please go straight to your question if you've got any question, all right? We'll appreciate you to be very, very straight to the point. If you've got any question at all, go straight to it. If you don't have a question, or you just want to make a comment, do that in 60 seconds so we can take in as many thought as possible. Dele Ajayi is with us this morning. Dele Ajayi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning Terry. To you. Morning.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Now, I want to make two inquiries. One, for those that expatriates, maybe they just stayed in the country for about 6 months, how do you handle them with NIN? Two, for companies that have corporate lines, how do you handle these? Because it's like
like a CUG.
Networks are confused. Yes, like CUG.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Mr. Adegoke.
Okay. Can I provide answer?
Yes, yes, please, go on, go on.
Okay. Okay. Number one, the first question he had was on...
expatriate.
Expatriate.
Yeah.
Now, for the expatriate, the NIMSI Act says that once you have you are residing in Nigeria or you have resided for a minimum period of 2 years, you are supposed to go and enroll and get your NIN. Because the NIN is not only for the citizen, but also for legal residents.
Yeah.
However, for expatriate to enroll, the expatriate must come with a valid document issued by the Nigerian Immigration Service. So, and on that document, there is a number. Most of it is called the SEPA document. So there is a number on that SEPA issued by the immigration.
Okay.
So with the document, we will enroll the expatriate. But without that SEPA or that legal document, that means that the expatriate is residing in Nigeria illegally.
Okay.
But for a legal resident, we are expected to enroll that person once the person has been there for a period of 2 years.
All right. Let's look at Kenneth. He's in Ikeja. Kenneth, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. You're really doing a great job. I want to find out something. You know, we use a particular line, that name, say, that's the first question.
Yeah.
For it's possible for one to have lost that SIM, and unfortunately, the telco has given it to that person. How good they about that? That's one. Number two, I did my NIA at Ikoyi, and a week later, once I validate my BVN at a bank, I will have my name registered, which I saw. Of recent, I'm trying to migrate to another PSA for my pension.
Okay.
So when the pension people came to my office, I put my thumbprint, and he's not capturing it. So I don't know what is the problem. Is it that there's a problem between BVN and NIMC? BVN, whatever, capturing or something, because we tried so many times. They even bought a second laptop.
Okay.
I put my fingers and my name is not going.
Your NIN is not coming up. It's not popping up.
Yes. Oh. On the what's it called?
Just Pencom. Can I stay on the line? Stay on the line. Let Mr. Adegoke try to answer that in case he has a question for you. Mr. Adegoke.
Sorry, Mr. Kenneth. Have you registered or enrolled for the NIN?
Yes, I registered with Linseed. That's Article E.
And you were given the NIN slip.
That was 2019. Yes. And I got my NIN much later. They said once I get my BVN validation, I will see it written on it. And okay. I got my BVN.
Wait, sir. There is nothing like BVN validation once you have gotten your NIN. All you need to do is give your NIN to your PFA, because we work with the PFA. Give your NIN to your PFA, and they will use that to verify your data from us, and they will validate whatever you have with them.
Once they put my pension number, came up. My NIN came up. But to now validate with my my thumbprint, it didn't go.
Okay.
It's not an issue with NIMSI.
Okay.
Maybe with the PFA.
Okay.
The thumbprint. Okay. But for NIMSI, your NIN is valid.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Kenneth, do you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm guessing that we have to take that up with the PFA. Kenneth, thank you. Let's speak with another caller. Hello, good morning to you.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, Mr. Afra from Ojo-Alaba.
Welcome.
My question is, what of all these people living with disability that doesn't have 5,000 to get this thing? Because the way Mr. Adegoke says that they are not collecting this money, this is general. If it is one person that is collecting, they collected this money from, it couldn't have gone all around. This is what the workers are doing. I don't know why they are defending them.
Thank you, Mr. Frank. Thank you, Mr. Frank. Your point is noted. I want to stick to the angle of people living with disability. Let me add this, Mr. Adegoke. How about those in the hospital, those that are ill right now? How about those who are physically challenged? They can go and, crowd up in these places that, people are crowding up. What's going to happen to them?
Okay, what we do is, at all our centers across the country, we give priorities to three set of people: the physically challenged, pregnant women, and elderly. When we say elderly, 65 years and above. So once we see them at our center, we give priority to them.
Okay.
However, for the hospital management you are talking about, like in Lagos, I'm sure in Kano, Kaduna, even in FCC, Rivers, Enugu, and Co., you will see that our staff takes system to all these places to capture those who don't have the medical wherewithal to come and enroll with us, and they need this thing. Okay. We've been doing that. But for our center, anyone that is physically challenged, pregnant women and elderly, will give priority to them over and above any other thing.
Thank you. Let's speak with Friday. Friday, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jerry.
Morning.
Yeah, please, I have a question to answer Mr. Adegoke.
Yeah.
I want to ask, because for now, it's like what you say on the 19th of February. But for me personally, as far as COVID-19 keep on existing, I don't want to go there and register for any need. I want to know what happened to my life. Maybe if COVID-19 ends by March or April, then I decided to register. What happened to my life after then?
Okay. Hold on, Friday. So let's say your line currently now, after the deadline, has been blocked and everything.
Yes.
You're asking whether you, after registering, what now happens to your line then?
Yes.
Okay, Friday. Thank you. Mr. Adegoke.
After registering, he's expected to link his name with the SIM. And so, that will not be disconnected. Once he has registered, the next thing is to link the name with the SIM.
So, what he was saying is that now that he cannot go and register because of the crowd and COVID, and then what happens, if line is now blocked at the end of the deadline, then he now goes ahead to now register for NIN and link it. What happens to that same line that has been blocked
that
already?
Same line will take the name to any of the telco centers and reactivate his line.
Okay.
The minister has spoken on that.
All right, fantastic. So we're going to go to Facebook. Let's take some thoughts on Facebook very quickly. We're streaming live on Facebook, by the way. Nigeria Info 99.3. You can go there and drop your question for Mr. Adegoke, the spokesman of NIMC, and I will read your question to him. Okay, Michael is here already, so let's just speak with Michael. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you. Yes, please.
Yeah, my question is, I have a modem that is registered after an organization.
Right.
So the person, when it was registered, the person who was using it is no longer using it. I'm the one using it now.
Okay.
How do I go about registering?
But you're the one using it, Abi?
Yes, I'm the one using it now.
Okay. All right. Mr. Adegoke, would you like to...
Yeah, when it was registered.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. And you don't have the SIM? You don't have anything about, you know...
No, I have the SIM.
Okay.
In the modem.
Okay. But you're not the one that registered it.
I'm not the one.
Okay. All right. Mr. Adegoke, would you like to respond to that?
Okay, yes. I think from my understanding of the telcos, now, once a SIM is registered, maybe under the CUG, under a particular name, the moment that person leaves, you are expected to go back to the telcos and change the data.
Okay.
But many of us Nigerians don't do that because it's a policy by the telcos. We don't do that. We allow it to pass. So the way it is, I'm not holding fault for the telcos or NCC. But the way it is, since the SIM was registered in someone's NCC name and the person has left, it behoves on the new owner to go to the telcos now and register that SIM in his or her name now. Then afterwards, then you now link your own name with the SIM.
Fantastic. Now that we're here talking about the telcos, I have a question for you on the app. But let's quickly talk about a caller talked about CUG. And I don't think we answered that question as to, who is responsible for registering CUG?
Okay. I told you I was in the private sector before.
Right.
Most of the, virtually all the lines registered under CUG were registered by someone. There is no corporate line.
Okay.
So that is my understanding.
Okay.
For instance, you work with XYZ organization. And you go to a particular telco to register maybe like 50 to get 50 CUG. That 50 CUG is registered in someone's name.
Okay. Okay.
It's not registered in the company's name because it is that person that will provide the biometrics. That is the truth. It is not company that will not. Company is abstract. Company is not an individual.
Yeah.
When you register CUG, someone is responsible for that. Okay. Because you have to use your fingerprint to register it at any of the telco's point of sale.
Okay.
So, for me, all CUG register in someone's name, the person should be the one to link it to our neighbor. If there's a change of person, they should go to the telco's now and change the data and let the new person register that with it or her name.
Fantastic. Emmanuel is here, though. Let's speak with Emmanuel. Emmanuel, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you, Emmanuel.
Chairman.
Go on, Emmanuel. Straight to your question.
My question is this. So in every area, because you said something like no payment in the every center of the NIA registration centers. So I don't understand. Because if a girl just collected her own this morning and she was telling me that she paid 8,000 naira. So I don't understand where is this one coming from. Because you were trying to tell us that none of your staff collected money from anybody. Thank you.
Okay. I'm guessing he didn't. Okay, go on, Mr. Adegoke.
Can the person hold on? Let me ask a question.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, okay. I wanted to find out from him because he said they collected 8,000 naira from him.
From somebody. So for somebody that he knows.
Okay, you know some of this. Let me explain. I'm not defending anything. Most of the time, when people say they extorted, you ask them, "Are you the one?" They will say, "No, somebody told them."
Yeah.
Okay, who told you? Give me the number. You call the person and say, "No, somebody told me." If you were extorted to the tune of any sum,
right,
report the staff. We have said this severally. However, let me make something clear too. Very, very clear. The law of the land on graft says both the giver and receiver will be prosecuted. NIFSI is saying this enrollment is free. If peradventure you go to any of our centers and you were asked to pay money, and maybe because of your impatience or so, you parted with that money. Okay, don't worry, I'll pay 10,000 naira. And you now come out and say, "Oh, they extorted you." Both that NIFSI staff or south or you, and you will be handed over to security agents for prosecution.
Do you think that would help in curbing bribery by some of your staff?
You know why? Because we don't expect applicants to give money. We have said it severally. Don't part with money. Anybody asks for money, report. But if you parted with money, it means that you are aiding and abetting graft. So So both the person and the receiver and the giver will be prosecuted.
Right. Let's speak with Kingsley.
I didn't make the law. It is in the position of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Yeah, I know.
Don't give money. We have said it separately. But if you partner with your money and you come out to say, we will arrest the person that collected the money and you will also be arrested. The two of you will be prosecuted.
Indeed.
Because don't give money.
Indeed. Kingsley is here, though, from Surulere. Kingsley, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Yeah, I want to sound like a broken record. Mr. Adebuke, it's unfortunate that he's being economical with the truth. You know these things happen. Sheriff, in your office, can your security man not be collecting money without the knowledge of your office?
No, but it happens, actually. It happens that security people...
Hold on, Sheriff. I work in an organization.
Mm.
If a security man wants to collect money without the knowledge of his people, he will be doing it discreetly, and you will not hear it coming up every day.
Yes, you're right.
But the way it is, I did my own in 2019, in Surulere. I know the challenge I didn't go to work that day. I know the challenge I had with them. In fact, they are collecting money is maybe because of the level of English and the way I was conducting myself. They became afraid. And I was attended to that day.
Yeah.
So Mr. Adegoke is being economical with the truth.
Thank you. Thank you, Kingsley. Thank you. I would really love to give you time, but we don't have that time. Mr. Adegoke, please, we don't have that time. We don't have that time because we have valid, real questions here. So let's not spend time addressing that, please, quickly. How many people have been registered so far?
We have registered close to 50 million Nigerians.
50 million?
Yes.
And you don't think that the deadline is too short and too close to be able to cover about 180 million people?
Okay, like I told you, the target people now are SIM card holders, not children.
Yeah.
And you discover that one person might have two or three SIMs, four SIMs, five SIMs.
Hmm.
So if you have, like, let's say 150 million SIMs in circulation, and you have two per person, that means that 80 million. But if it's three, that's about 40 million. Sorry, 40, 50, 60.
Okay.
So for the licensed agent that are coming up within the next few weeks, I can tell you they will mop up the people.
Okay.
I'm telling you the truth. So we are not afraid.
All right.
We are ready and safe.
Okay. Let's begin. Ade. Ade is here. Ade, good morning to you.
Sherry, good morning to you.
Morning to you.
Yes, yeah, Sherry, God bless you. God bless Mr. Adebuke for the information, for the update on the information. But let me ask you a few questions on behalf of myself and a few others that may have one or two worries. My own personal card is expired as we speak. That it got expired November 2020 because I was among the first set that got the national ID card and it lasted for 5 years. So we argued amongst ourselves, as in my friend, that it should not have. That the card is not supposed to have an expiry date. I want Mr. Adebuke to throw light on it about the expiration, one. Then two, when are we going to get a replacement for an update since it's expired? That's one.
Yeah,
two.
That's two.
A friend of mine, that's like a neighbor, is non-Nigerian, that's a foreigner, but works here and uses a mobile line.
Okay.
Are they entitled to me?
Okay, thank you so much. We can't take any more than that. Mr. Adegoke, quickly.
Okay, quickly. Let me respond to the question.
We have 60 seconds.
Yes, for the general multipurpose card, the expiration is because of the payment applet on that card.
Okay.
That is the financial institution rule. Any payment card must have expiration. NIMSI card general is 5 years, while the ATM you have is just 3 years. However, your name does not expire. As long as you have your name, the telcos are not asking you for your card. They're asking for your name.
Mm-hmm.
But for the card, if you want to how to replace it or you want to renew it, it's a token of 5,000 naira approved by the federal government. You go to any of our centers, fill a card renewal form, and you pay the money. However, once you have the name, you are good to go. With your name, that is what you need for.
Mr. Adegoke, quick one, and I need you to answer this in 30 seconds. What happens to Nigerians abroad?
Okay, we have about agents in 15 countries all over the world. UK, US, Canada, India, South Africa, Togo, Cote d'Ivoire, Cameroon, India, and so on and so forth. So they can go to any of these centers to register. We call it diaspora enrollment.
Okay.
Because on our website, we have provided details of those agents.
We have to go now, Mr. Adeguke. I'm really sorry. I know 1 hour is too small. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it, Mr. Adeguke.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Sherif.
All right.
Have a blessed week.
You too. All right, Lagos, that's how we can go. I mean, look at it, 1 hour and it's gone. I'm Sherif Quadri. You can follow me online at Sherif Quadri on Twitter, at Sherif Quadri on Instagram, and I'll follow back. Good morning to you.